Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. This is Pastor Hawtrey, and these Believing Together podcasts have been to kind of be used to add to what you do in your devotions each day to give us a thought to focus on. I'm kind of that way. I have a hard time focusing on 50 pages. I like to get to the thought, get down to the point quick, get the point of it so my mind can process it and use it. I've always gravitated towards devotionals, and I like a person that makes it plain, makes it clear, and gets right to it. So Proverbs 29:25 today, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." This is a tough verse. I have a good pastor friend, Brother Lee McNeil. We were talking about this a couple weeks back, and we directed both of us, and he had reminded me, a good evangelist friend of ours, many of you know him, Brother Harold Vaughn, on his website, which is Christ Life Ministries. You can go to the audio section, and has a number of men on there preaching and things. I'm even on there, unfortunately for him. But under Brother Harold Vaughn's sermons, you scroll down, and there is a sermon on the fear of man, one of the best messages I've heard out of this passage. It's a tough verse. How easy it is to fall into the trap of fearing man. Worrying about what someone will do, what someone will say, what someone might think, or feel far too much about what they are and what they think or what they say, instead of trusting in God. You see, when we do this, we're endangering ourselves by doing that. At some point, you and I have to find the mind of God and let the rest take care of itself. You and I know that we'll never please everybody. And may I let you know today, God never meant for you to please everybody. I don't find in the Bible where he ever said that. Now, God did say that we can conduct our life to the point that even our enemies will be at peace with us. But I haven't quite figured that one out fully yet. Now, I know all you Bible scholars want to educate me. Listen, I know the definition of it, and I know the doctrinal statement of it. But to everyday life, I have seen enemies that show up for many times nothing that you've done. And God says that you can make even your enemies to be at peace with you. I don't know how that happens sometimes. I do know that God also said that if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. So everything in our life ought to be conducted in a way to try to promote peace with others, but sometimes it's just not possible. You'll never please everybody, but you can trust God. You see, what God has asked us to do is something that we can do. We can trust him. God never said we had to please everybody, because we just usually can't do that. But God did say that every one of us can trust him. And God did say that every one of us can strive to please him. You see, that's the point. When we begin to try to please people over pleasing God, we've messed up. When we begin to worry about the approval of others instead of God, we've messed up. And that leads to a snare in our life. You and I have to stop fearing people. Put your confidence in a God whose track record is flawless. What he does for those who trust him is to guarantee his promise. Don't worry about what will happen to you if you displease a certain person. God will take care of you. He's got your back. If you've pleased him, that's all you have to worry about. Now, I understand I'm on this side of the microphone, and I know what the right response is and what the truth is, but I am in no way claiming that I have this all figured out or that I have really gotten victory over all this in my life. Level with yourself this morning. What person has you hesitating doing what you know is right? Let me say that again. What person has you questioning or hesitating doing what you know is right? How often are you tempted to please people at the expense of pleasing God? In other words, how often do you have to displease God to please a person? You and I have got to be very careful, because if we do this, we're walking into a dangerous trap. The devil will use that, and the flesh will manipulate you. But you can trust God. He'll keep you safe. You see, if we strive to please God, God will take care of you. If we strive to please people, they'll turn on you. And that's what God's trying to say. That's why it's a trap, because we try to please individuals that do not have our best interest at heart. And when we try to please human flesh is frail. You can't trust it. God said, put no confidence in the flesh, but you can trust God, and He will keep you safe. Fear Him. He's the only one that really matters. God bless you this morning. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.